YouTube and Given Know How to Portals. And today, I will be showing you how to create a YouTube background. And we are going to be using a template from www.ytlayouts.net. And this happens to be the template that I have been using on my YouTube channel for quite some time now. Well, not quite some time. I recently switched it to a vector grunge thing, which I used basic brushes and stuff. It was very easy to make. And I will be showing you how to make just that. So first what we need to do is create a new layer. Now take your box selection tool, and where this channel box is, like there's your avatar and subscribe button, just drag it down and get it pretty precise as you can. It looks better the more precise it is. That's pretty good. Now, while you're selected on your new layer, fill this in with a bright color that GIMP could easily recognize for color select. In this case, I'm going to be filling mine with a vivid pink. Click select, click none. Now we need to do the same for this box. Choose a very different color, or to make it even easier on yourself, create a new layer. Now make this a different color. We're going to make it, let's go bright lime green. It's not exactly lime green, but it's close enough. Now create another new layer. And take your square select tool and check rounded corners. Now select this rounded box up here. This is not a necessary step, it's only if you want to create borders. I think that's close enough. As you notice up here, we have rounded corners. We don't want those. To avoid that, just make your selection larger and extend it past the screen. This is going to be a red. Okay, now here we have our base layout. Now we need to create a background. But first what we want to do is we want to get this channel boundary. It's very important that we do. So take the square select tool and zoom in. Whoops, I'm still on rounded corners. Deselect rounded corners. And then on the top of the channel, just select to the other side of the channel. Again, exact it looks better. Now fill this in with the color you would like it to be. I think I'm just going to choose mine to be black. This looks pretty atrocious right now. We're going to delete this layer. And this is a template for the YouTube layout. And it's very important that we have this. I am going to create a pretty grunge background. And so how I'm going to accomplish this is, well, first, I guess since I'm making my background black, I'm going to make this white. Okay, now I'm going to make a new layer. And we're going to fill the whole thing in black. So here's our channel, and here is the black on either side. I'm going to zoom out a little bit more. Okay, now I'm going to take the brush tool, and I'm just going to use some vector brushes that I downloaded. So like, here's a good one, and I'm going to increase the scale. Don't increase the scale too much, otherwise they'll start looking distorted. And I'll just keep on peppering this with brushes, and I'll come back to you when I'm done. Welcome back, YouTube. I have just kind of filled in the background with vector grunge brushes. I might post the link in the description. I haven't decided yet. Very easy to do so far. So we have a pretty black and white background so far, and you can add some color, but this background, the colors are primarily black and white. That's how I made them. Now what we need to do is, for the channel, let me zoom in. For the channel, we need to create kind of a glass effect, and this glass effect looks astounding, I think. And so we're going to alpha to selection this white layer, and then click select shrink, and shrink it by 1 pixel. Now click edit, cut. So here we have just the outline of a white line. It's pretty self-explanatory. Now what we need to do with this outline of a white line, and in fact I think I'm going to make the white line a bit, select, shrink it by another pixel. Okay, yeah, that's about good. You won't notice it too much. Okay, now alpha to selection this, and click select. We'll just do it the easy way. Well, no, I guess this is the only way. Select, invert. Now we have everything outside of that white line selected. Make a new layer underneath the white line. Click fill whole selection and fill it in with black. Whoops. Now, don't let this discourage you. Because, I mean, so far we've erased over our background. No, we haven't. You'll see why. Oh, boy. Didn't want to do that. Okay, add a layer mask to this. White full opacity. And select all the areas that you don't want black. There is probably an easier way to do this just by dragging the white line, but oh well, I guess it's just by dragging a square around the white line. It's too late to do that now. And just fill in the layers you don't want with black, even though they're already filled in with black. Okay. So here's our image with a white outline around the background. This is what we want. The reason we had to go to so much trouble to create a white outline is we need to tone down the opacity some. But you'll see why shortly. Apply the layer mask. Now, this should be everything except the white line. So, alpha to select.